Here's a safety tip from the American Eye Association. Never jab a knitting needle directly into your eye and repeatedly thrust it in and out. You could be inviting vision problems. If you should suffer an eye injury, rinse the eye immediately with a caustic solution of Clorox and ammonia and rub the surface of the eye vigorously for about 10 minutes with number 3 sandpaper. The American Eye Association reminds you, don't fuck around with your eyes. They're the key to vision. Do you ever get lip crud? That sticky film that sometimes forms on your lip, especially the lower lip? It's kind of a gooey crud that builds up, and when it dries, it turns into a gummy, crusty coating. Thicker at the corners of the mouth, but thinning out as it works its way down toward the center of the lip. And when it's really bad, the corners of your mouth look like parentheses. Do you ever get that? Lip crud? Well, here's how you get rid of it. It's a simple, low-tech operation, and it requires just a single tool, the thumbnail. That's all you need. You scrape the crud off with your thumbnail. You just scrape, 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 scraping on down, and you keep on scraping. Don't worry about those people watching from the bus stop. If they knew anything, they wouldn't be riding the bus. You scrape it on down, you scrape, scrape, scraping on down, and finally, when it's all off, you take it and roll it up into a little ball, and then you save that son of a bitch. That's my practice, folks. I save it. Personally, I'm a lip crud buff. In fact, I save everything I remove from my body. Don't you? At least for a little while. Don't you look at things when they first come off of you? Study them? Aren't you curious? Don't you spend a few minutes looking at something, trying to figure out what it is and what it's doing on you in the first place? Sure you do. You don't just pull some growth off your neck and throw it in the trash. You study it. You want to know what it is. Besides, you never know when you're going to need parts. Isn't that true? You ever see these guys on TV? They're in the hospital. One guy's waiting for a kidney. Another guy's waiting for a lung. Fuck that shit. I've got parts at home. I have a freezer full of viable organs. Two of everything, ready to go. What do you need, a spleen? An esophagus? How about a nice used ball bag, huh? Come on. Caucasian ball bag, one owner, good condition. He only scratched it on Sundays. Come on, folks, take a chance. I've got everything you need. But regardless of your need for parts, the larger point is true. Most people study the things they pick off their bodies before they throw them away. Because you want to know what something is. You don't want to spend 15 minutes peeling a malignant tumor off your forehead just to toss it out the window sight unseen into the neighbor's swimming pool. No, you want to take a good long look at it. You may even want to share the experience. Holy shit, honey, look at this thing. Holy jumping fucking Jesus, look at this. Hey, honey, honey, come in here. Honey, come in. Come in here, goddammit. Fuck the rice-a-roni. Get your ass in here. Look at this thing. Ain't it something? Guess where I got it? A minute ago, it was part of my head. Not anymore. I pried the bastard off with paint thinner and a Phillips head screwdriver. But look at it, honey. Look at the colors. It's green, blue, yellow, orange, brown, tan, khaki, beige, bronze, olive, neutral, black, off-black, champagne, gold, Navajo white, turquoise, and Band-Aid color. Plus, get this, it's exactly the same shape as Iraq. That is, if you leave out that northern section where the Kurds live. I'm not throwing this bastard away. It might become a collectible. Dial up those dickheads on eBay. We can make some fucking money on this thing.